Hi, welcome to the Anxious Developer Podcast with me, Andres Gervaj. Here I share my knowledge on how to reduce your stress, become more present and productive as a developer. Let's make writing code fun again. On today's episode, I talk about changing your perception about life. Without further ado, let's dive in. Hello everyone to another episode of the Anxious Developer Podcast with me, Andres Gervaj. And today you can probably hear from my voice that my nose is a little bit blocked. I think I got a little bit sick. Either way, today we are having an important topic to discuss. And this is, like I said, changing your perception about life. And let's start with the idea that there's so much pressure on us that we need to strive to get to the perfect life. And we can see that on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and so on. We already familiar with the thing that everyone posts the happiest moments of their life on their social media. And that's sometimes, it's my fault too. Sometimes I do the same. I don't really post struggles and stuff like that. And the reason for that is because I don't want to victimize myself in a way. I don't want to seek reassurance all the times for, oh, I'm having this, that, and that. So I don't really like to victimize myself on social media. But this also can create an issue where you could only see the best thing that happens in my life. And to counteract that, I think what we can do is to be more vulnerable, but not in a way to victimize ourselves. So that's what I'm trying to do with my social media accounts. The next thing I want to discuss is that life is not always bad. Sometimes, you know, we have a bad day, we have a bad week, sometimes even a bad month, and heck, even a bad year. We always know 2020 wasn't the best year ever. So there are moments in our life when we are stuck in a negative place, and that's okay. That happens to a lot of us, and you're not alone if you're going through it right now. But just know it was not always like that, and it will not always be like that. Things change. Even if things seem like they won't, things do change. The problem is that you have to realize that you're responsible for changing your life. No one's gonna change your life, only yourself, and you probably already hear this. But I'm not trying to motivate you, I'm just trying to give you insight that if you look back, not sure guys if you heard about this, but there is an awesome book that I read. It was called Thinking Fast and Thinking Slow. And in this book, it says that when we try to remember some events in our life, our brain is a lot easier for us to focus on the bad things that happens instead of the good things. So for example, you take a white blank page and do a black dot in the middle of that page. Oh, look at that the white blank page. What's your main focus on that page? Probably you'll focus on the small dot, the black dot that you draw, instead of the white area, which is a lot bigger than the black dot. And that's a normal thing in our brains. We focus most of the time on bad things that happen in our life. That's called a distortion in our thinking. It seems like this comes from our survival instinct that it's more important to focus on the bad, what happens, so we can prevent it in the future. For example, if we saw a snake, we want to avoid it, the bush next time, or we want to avoid that place that where we're almost in a survival state. Back in the days when we were cavemen, that was really important to focus on the bad things. But now, it's not that important right now, because there are so much other things in our life that's going on, and we don't need to survive all the time from a tiger or from a snake. Well, there are some exceptions, actually in Bali I saw a cobra, I think 1 week ago, so it was some interesting experience, but I did reframe that event, I did change my perspective about that event, and now I'm not that scared about snakes anymore. But either way, my point was that don't see life as such a bad place, and remember that you choose what you focus on. If you choose to focus on the bad, you always can find something bad in your life. You can focus on the people that are terrible in your life, miserable, or treated you so bad, or how you don't have enough money, or there's like COVID pandemic and all stuff. There's all these things to focus on, but remember that that's your decision. You can change your perception about something, and thinking about good stuff is definitely harder than bad, so just know that. The next point is that just like our life is not always bad, our life is not either all the time good. Isn't that interesting? Because so right now on my healing journey, while I'm healing from anxiety and from stress and other traumas that I had, there's almost an expectation from life that life now needs to be great for me because I suffered so much in the past, right? So now life needs to treat me good. But the reality is that, like in life, there's no definition of bad and good, actually. Most of the time, it's just our perception about things. So life is not going to treat you good from now on only, or only bad. It's what you're going to focus again. And we're going back to the focus idea. But it's tempting sometimes when you have a good week or a good month and some good moments, you know, like if you're starting to heal, eventually you're going to have more good moments in your life than bad ones. So sometimes it's tempting to think, oh, this is how my life is going to be from now. Like I'm always only going to experience like great stuff. But the reality, unfortunately, is not like that, because you are going to experience most probably hard and challenging times in your life again in the future. But what's going to change from now on is how you respond to those events. And that's the most important stuff. Work on responding accordingly to the events that happen to you instead of expecting life to treat you great all the time. How about that? This is a different, completely different approach from what we most of the time think about life and what we expect from it. It's about us, actually. It's about how we respond to the events that happen around us. And the next point I want to make is that see life not as good or not as bad. See it as a roller coaster. See it as something that always changes. It goes down. We go into bad moments, sometimes depression, sadness, we have a grief, someone dies in our family, and those are normal stuff, they happen, and it's expected to happen. You cannot not think about them or try to distract yourself from them. They are going to happen. They are going to things that go not your way all the times. And there are things that not always going to be great. We're gonna go back sometimes to sadness, and sometimes we're gonna go back to good. That's just like a roller coaster. See life more as a game instead of what life needs to give you or how life should be lived. That's a very hard expectation that you're not only putting on yourself, but also around other people. So just understand that the most important thing is responding accordingly to the events that happen to you instead of expecting life to treat you great all the time or bad. So that was it for today, guys. I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I'm really sorry about my voice. It's kind of hard for me to talk. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed, and remember, you're worthy, you're loved, and you matter. Have an amazing week. Love you. This has been another episode of the Anxious Developer Podcast with me, Andrei Skrivac. Make sure to follow me on Twitter. You can find me at Andrei_Skrivac. I would love to connect with you. If you like this episode, make sure to leave a review on iTunes. It's the best way for you to let me know what can I improve. Thanks everyone for listening. Have an amazing week.